I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
And I think this story is in the Bible because it reminds us that it is never too late to trust in Jesus Christ, that grace extends from Christ to any person, however far from him, however long they've been away from him. Grace extends from Jesus Christ to any person who trusts him. And it's a marvelous story for that reason and for many others.
You know, that hope, that wonderful promise that it's never too late, I guess, you know, sometimes maybe in the back of our minds we wonder, well, is it really? And maybe, you know, a skeptic would say, well, can you really build a theology in just, you know, one verse? How do we know it's really true?
Yeah, well, one verse of Scripture that is clear is a good foundation for faith, but it's not as if this is the only verse that states the marvelous truth here. I mean, think of Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, that's what happened to the thief. And his story illustrates this great, great theme of justification by faith that runs right through both the Old Testament and the New Testament scriptures. You know, when folks have the idea that you would get into heaven if you'd lived a good enough Christian life, clearly this guy had not done that. And clearly he wasn't in a position to do it. There's no use saying to him, well, you better start, you know, praying and reading the Bible and going to church. He can't do these things. So how in the world does he enter into heaven? It's only by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, who extends this unmerited favor towards him and does it in the most dramatic way at the 11th hour of his life.
And I think that's still so hard for us to really comprehend, and really world religions, of course, are all built around that, right? We have to earn our way. I mean, how the thief, as you write about it, you know, asks that very question. I mean, how is it possible to get to heaven without ever living the Christian life?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I that is his story, really. He was justified and he was glorified. That is, he was made right with God. That's the meaning of justification. And he was brought into the presence of God. That's what happens in glorification. It happened on the same day. And so there could not be a clearer story to say that however important the Christian life is, and it's very important, we are not saved by our performance in the Christian life. Faith in Christ will lead to a new and a different life, and it would have led to that in the story of the thief. But ultimately, our standing before God rests on the word and the work of Jesus Christ, and we place ourselves wholly in his hands, trusting him to do for us what we cannot possibly do for ourselves.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.